I've entitled this message Information, Instruction, Illumination. You know, we're living in a society that is just absolutely full of information. I mean, you can go on any search engine, whatever that search engine of your choice is, Google or Yahoo or, many of the other ones, AltaVista, and you can put any word in and you can find out just about anything. It's just amazing. It never ceases to amaze me. Instant, at your fingertips, click of the mouse, you can find out just about anything that you want to find out, or about anybody you want to find out about. And we see in Daniel, the 12th chapter, it says in the 12th chapter, it says, fourth verse, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." And then in the 9th verse it says, "And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand." Well, you know, regardless of how much information is out there and available to us, you know, God still has a remnant. He still has an elect that He has enlightened their minds to spiritual truth. We know that there's many different theological views and doctrinal views about Scripture and so on, but truth and error are set apart by the Word of God. The Bible says that the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, quickeneth us. And it also says, the Word of God says, that many have not the knowledge of God. Many have not the knowledge of God. That's 1 Corinthians 15:24. And another place in 1 Corinthians, it says that many have, they understand all mysteries and all knowledge and so on, but they have not the love of God. Just because a person has the knowledge and information, and we're living in an information age, that doesn't mean that they are a child of God. It doesn't mean that we have been born again. He says, "Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing." I am nothing. Now, this knowledge of God is something that we all should be seeking after. You know, we should be seeking after the knowledge of God. And how can we find the revelation, the illumination of Jesus Christ? There's an organization out there called the Illuminati. You know, the Illuminati. The only one that can illumine our minds and bring to light the liberty of the gospel is the Holy Spirit drawing us to Jesus Christ. To know the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, 2 Corinthians 2, 4 and 6. You know, the enemies of God, according to the scripture, exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. You know, that they're coming against the knowledge of God. Paul prays that we might abound yet more and more in the knowledge of God and in the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that we would be increasing in the knowledge of God and be renewed in the knowledge after the image of God. And many are not coming to the knowledge of the truth today. You know, one of the things that we're seeing about this knowledge is that having knowledge and having wisdom are two different things. And having the knowledge of God and just having information are two different things. How many times have I heard ministers that speak on a particular subject, whether it be theological matters, or whether it be end time events, current events, and some of them have unbelievable documentation and knowledge because of the readily available systems where we can plug into that knowledge. But that doesn't mean that they have the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And what am I speaking of here? Well, I'm speaking of several things. First of all, if we deny, okay, the attributes of God, then we're denying who God is. Who God is. I recently, someone asked me the question, well, do you believe that God knew? Okay, back to knowledge. Do you believe that God knew that man was going to fall? And do you believe that God knew that Lucifer was going to fall? Well, the very question would bring into account, or would raise the question, whether God is omniscient and omnipotent, knowing everything. God says, I am the first, I am the last, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, I am the end. If we deny His omniscience, and we deny His omnipresence and His omnipotence, we're denying and coming against the knowledge of God. So, even though we're living in an information age, and even though we can go on the internet and we can get all of this information, and we can plug in keywords, and we can find out just about anything, we must realize that the knowledge of God is spiritually imparted. It's spiritually imparted. It's given to us by God. It's not something that we can attain to just because we are human. The knowledge of God is not a universal knowledge to all men. It is not a universal knowledge to all men. We know that God has revealed certain things unto us by His Spirit. And the Spirit seeketh the great things of God. We see that... We can't just make a decision that we're going to have the knowledge of God, and all of a sudden we have these things are revealed unto us. Okay, and in the 11th chapter of Romans it says, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been His counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him. For of him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. You know, education has sort of been a great deceiver of many people. Many people believe that just because a person has four or five different letters in their behind their name, that means that they have great wisdom and great knowledge. Some people that I have known that have had the most education have been the most ignorant in regards to spiritual things. 1 Corinthians says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that came to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And so the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Where it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made the foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Well, again, when we talk about information and instruction and illumination, we realize that the Holy Spirit is the one that enlightens us to the truth of the Word of God. Apart from the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand the Word of God. We cannot apply it to our lives properly. And just because we have access to information doesn't mean that we have been illumined by the Holy Spirit. Jeremiah says, every man is brutish by his own knowledge. We see in the Garden of Eden that there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And what happened there? Well, they partook of that unforbidden tree, and their eyes were opened, and they realized they were naked. You know, when we really see our own depravity, when the Holy Spirit shows us our own selves, and we see our own total despicableness, our own depravity, and our nakedness before the Almighty God, if we are one of God's elect, we will recognize our need for a Savior. And we will be quickened by the Holy Spirit and cry out for mercy, realizing that we have arched our backs against Christ and against the Savior. And knowledge of God is recognizing our need of a Savior. Knowledge of God is recognizing that He is the King of Kings and the Lord and Lord of Lords. He's the potentate. He is the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. You know, we talk about technology and all of this RFD technology, radio frequency digital technology, and we talk about these satellites that are going around in outer space that are able to communicate throughout the Earth. But Proverbs talks about whosoever loveth instruction loveth the words of God. Proverbs says the lips of the wise are not seeking after the things of this world. The heart of the prudent is the one that gets knowledge. The ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. But the wicked causes us to err from the knowledge of God. We are to apply our hearts unto the knowledge of God. And so one of the things that we found is that there's been a breakdown in the Word of God with all of these new translations out there. The New International Version has taken thousands of words out of the Bible. And, you know, I've never ceases to amaze me how some people say, well, I just can't understand the King James Version of the Bible. What they're really saying is they're admitting to the fact that for 400 years, God has used the King James Version of the Bible through the power of His Holy Spirit to quicken those elect, and during that 400-year period, but yet it's not sufficient for them today. God's Word isn't sufficient today. And so that's why you get all these other versions coming out, because people say, well, we can't understand the knowledge of the King James Version of the Bible as it is revealed in the King James Version of the Bible. But what they're not understanding is that God, through the Holy Spirit, used the King James Version of the Bible for 400 years. For 400 years. Well, we see that man is doing everything to exalt himself against the knowledge of God. And the revelation of the knowledge of God. The love of Christ, you know, passeth knowledge. You know, there's something that when we find what Christ has done, not what man has done, that the exaltation of Jesus Christ is manifested in the walk and the life of the Christian. The Holy Spirit exalts Jesus Christ. That's His purpose, is to comfort the believer and to exalt and lift up Christ. And, you know, the Christian's goal should be to have the treasure, the wisdom, and the knowledge of God, not the wisdom of man. Just to have an education and a doctor's degree and be on the cutting edge of all this information out there is one thing. But to have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that there is nothing apart from Jesus Christ. There's nothing apart from Him. He is everything. And one of these days, people are going to come to the realization that all of this effort and these false gods that they have, of the false gods of education, humanistic philosophies and psychology and all the philosophers that they've read after, whether it be Plato or Socrates or Nietzsche or doesn't matter. These people are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. And well, where can we go for the knowledge of God? We can go to His Word. We can go directly to His Word. And I'm not talking about the paraphrased Living Bible or the Revised Translation. You know, the very word revised ought to throw a warning up to us. You know, we need to go to His Word. And when we do that, we'll find that God uses His Word to quicken us by His Spirit. And just because we have information doesn't mean that we have illumination. You know, we can get instruction through the Word of God. And there's enough instruction in the Word of God to the Holy Spirit can use the Word of God to quicken our hearts and to bring us to Himself. You know, it says the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Okay? But what we have here is we have an understanding that Jesus Christ has brought life and liberty in the gospel. And it says, for whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, and we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Might have hope. I've often wondered why the seminaries, and I say this tongue in cheek, the first thing they want to do when someone goes to seminary is try to tear down the Word of God and to put questions in the minds. There's a difference between being a critical thinker and denying Scripture itself. Yes, we should question things, the authenticity of things. And in our information age, it's getting more and more difficult to discern what is correct information and what is erroneous information, because there's so much out there. There's so much, and it's convoluted. And for every piece of information that affirms one thing, there's information on the other side that disaffirms it or disallows it. But one thing we know, the foundation of God stands sure. Christ knows who are His. And there are certain things that we can absolutely bank on. We can absolutely bank on. We can bank on the fact that Christ is the Savior of His people. He came to save His people from their sins. We can bank on the fact that He rose from the dead. 500 witnesses. And the fact that He's ruling and reigning right now. And because He reigns, we shall also reign with Him. This body will put on immortality. We have hope of eternal life. And there's certain things that we can absolutely bank on. We can have the knowledge of Christ, because the Word has revealed it unto us by His Spirit. We can also realize that we are justified by faith in Christ. through what Christ has accomplished on the cross. And we can also bank on the fact that He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. And that we can also bank on the fact that that without grace, we do not have anything. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. So we're in an information age. We have instruction now, and the instruction we should be focused on is the instruction in the Word of God. And there are many, many warnings in the Word of God against those who are giving false instruction. You know, we know it's God which works in us both to will and to do of His own good pleasure. Okay? And there are many out there that's trying to deny that it is God's work. They want to affirm that it's the free will of man. And they want to promote the Arminian doctrine that it's free will, humanistic philosophy. But the knowledge of God to God's elect says that He's the one that's delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. Once we give God the glory in the creation of all things and that He's over all things, we have a more proper understanding of the knowledge of God. And once we understand that we were dead in our trespasses and sin, didn't just have a bent towards sin, we were dead, we were totally alienated from God. He says, and you being dead in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your face, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all your trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them. Well, then He warns us not to let anyone beguile you in your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which He hath not seen, vainly puffed up by His fleshly mind. And he goes on to say that is will worship. And they're using the doctrines and the commandments of men to promote this free will gospel. But God is the one that makes the knowledge of Himself abound to us more and more. Okay? And so those that oppose and exalt themselves above all that is called God or that is worshipped are the ones who have all this knowledge and all this information. You know, it never ceases to amaze me. Those who are the dispensationalists have all these charts and maps, and they can tell you exactly, you know, how everything's going to shake down and the end of the world and so on. We don't need maps and charts. 24th chapter of Matthew tells us what's going to happen. Jesus Christ Himself tells us what's going to happen prior to His return. And so when people start promoting something that is not biblical, they start saying that the state of Israel over there is the Holy Land. It's not the Holy Land. It's full of violence. It's full of the promotion of homosexuality. It has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Those people over there deny that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. They are not God's chosen people. Paul tells us that one is a Jew, not one who is outwardly, but one inwardly, circumcision of the heart. And so here he says in 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, it says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, into the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and certainly we can carry nothing out. One thing that we find that's absolutely almost synonymous with the dispensational teachings is that many of their ministries are supported by the international banking community. The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And the reason that they are is because these false ministers are promoting Lot. And the international bankers love it when people like John Hagee get up and promote that the Jews don't have to come through Jesus Christ to make it to heaven. Well, Larry King Live is more when he's questioning some of these people like that have been on his show, like Billy Graham and like Joel Osteen and like different people. He can bring right through to the heart of the matter what truth separate from truth, even though he's not a Christian, because he realizes that these people are trying to they have compromised the gospel. They've compromised the gospel, and they are preaching a different gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ. When they say that the Jews do not have to come through Christ, when Billy Graham says that you can be a Buddhist or you can be a Muslim or you can be a Jew and you don't have to know Jesus Christ to get to heaven. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, and we are admonished for such turn away. It says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It says, they are of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. And so, it says that in the last days, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And we have to realize that the only hope that we have is in the Word of God and in the completed work of Jesus Christ on the cross, and also in our election. The Lord will deliver us from every evil work. He will preserve us. And we know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God for instruction, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. But the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap to their own lust teachers having itching ears, and shall turn their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. They profess they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. And we have to remind ourselves that in this information age, when we have all of this information available to us, you go to some of these websites like TexMars and Hunt's website and some of these dispensational teachers' websites. It's very eye-enlightening. It's very enlightening. Goes back to the scripture. It says, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. That's where the knowledge of God comes from. That's where the rubber meets the road, so to speak. He is our high priest. He's entered once into the holy place. And by one offering, He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. That's the knowledge of God. Not the Mass, not the Roman Catholic Church, not indulgences, not praying to Mary, not bringing in the New Age religions, you know. Now we see all these people are trying to marry with the New Age religion and the Catholic Church. Oh, it's okay to pray to Mary, they say. No, it is not. We have one high priest. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus, not the co-redemptrix, Mary. And so we need to come against these things. And it's good in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, it says, 9th verse, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it's a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Well, Christ is the one that we need to be exalting. And we need to realize that as the time becomes worse and worse, this information age knowledge is going to be increased. People are going to run and fro throughout the earth. Technology is going to allow us more and more access to information. But we need to remind ourselves, just because we have information doesn't mean that we have the knowledge of God. If we deny election, I heard a guy the other day gave a tremendous message on information regarding the New World Order and the international banking community, and also the understanding of the travesties of the Roman Catholic Church and many, many other things that he had great information regarding. But then within the last statement, close to the end of this hour and a half sermon, he said, but you know what? The choices are ours. God has given us a free will. That's a lie. That's not the knowledge of Jesus Christ. It says, there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. When we start affirming the free will of man, we're denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ that did all the work for us. The revelation of Jesus Christ comes from the Holy Spirit quickening us by the power of the Holy Spirit and causing us to understand the truth of His Word. And we're going to see in the very last days that many people are going to take away from the words of the book of this prophecy. And many people are going to add to the words of the prophecy. But he says, if anyone add to or take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. So, yes, we're living in an information age, but we need to receive instruction from the Word of God that we might receive illumination from His Word by the power of His Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We realize that is absolute truth. And the absolute truth is found in the person of Jesus Christ. You paid for all of Your people's sins, their past, their present, and their future sins, that Your blood is effectual for them, and that you are the creator of all things, and that you are all-knowing and all-powerful, and that we can trust only in your Son and the knowledge of you that is revealed to us by your Holy Spirit. And we cannot place our wisdom in this information age and in the wisdom of man. We pray that you would help us to understand the knowledge of Jesus Christ revealed to us by your Holy Spirit. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.